Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. Mystery surrounds the felling of two very old trees. A Norwich family business celebrates 60 years of success, and new owners of a former pub in the city centre reveal their plans for the site.
Two historic beech trees, believed to be up to 150 years old, have been shockingly chopped down in a case branded as a Sycamore Gap Copycat Act. The trees stood proudly at Drayton Green Lanes, affectionately known as the Beauty Spot, a peaceful nature reserve nestled along the River Wensum, one of Britain's finest chalk streams. The reserve, protected as a special area of conservation, is a haven for wildlife as well as locals who swim in the river, walk their dogs along the boardwalk and fish along the bank. The grim discovery was made by Esther Jury, who said, "It's really upsetting. There's no indication that wood has been taken for firewood or anything like that. It's just vandalism." Now Norfolk Constabulary has confirmed an investigation is underway, and officers are appealing for anyone who might have witnessed anything suspicious or has relevant dashcam footage of the area during the time frame to get in touch.
Norwich's City of Ale Festival is returning for its 13th year, bringing with it a brand new digital app for trailgoers to collect stamps as they journey through the city's pubs. The festivities begin on May the 22nd with a launch party at the Adrian Flux waterfront in King Street, running from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. Entry to the over-18s event costs £12 and includes 3 pints and a festival glass. First launched in 2011, this month-long celebration of beer, brewing and pubs has become a fixture in Norwich's cultural calendar, attracting thousands of beer enthusiasts each year.
A family business in Norwich is celebrating a major milestone this year as it proudly marks its 60th anniversary. Cook's Blinds and Shutters was founded in 1965 by Bernard and Brenda Cook in an old airman's mess in Hurricane Way. Starting out as a Venetian blind cleaning business, it's now in its third generation and has grown into one of the country's leading suppliers of industrial doors, shutters, blinds and awnings, serving customers across East Anglia and beyond. Cook's is now based in Sweetbriar Industrial Estate, where it operates across 4 sites, manufacturing around 35% of its products in-house. The company employs around 100 staff, including long-serving team members and apprentices, and proudly avoids using subcontractors to maintain its high standards. Beyond business, Cook's is known for its strong community ties, supporting local charities like Brake and Macmillan, sponsoring Holt RFC, and acting as community partner for Norwich City Football Club. The firm has also been a regular exhibitor at the Royal Norfolk Show for more than 30 years. To mark its diamond anniversary, Cook's will host a family fun day and charity ball for its staff members this summer, while also running a public competition to find the earliest Cook's installation in Norfolk. The winner will receive a Herman garage door or new blinds, plus tickets to the Royal Norfolk Show.
East of England Ambulance Service staff and paramedics have been physically and verbally assaulted more than 6,000 times while on duty in the last 5 years. Data obtained by Legal Expert has revealed 1,639 incidents of physical assaults recorded since 2019, as well as 2,081 verbal assaults and 2,353 further instances logged as non-physical assaults. In the last year alone, staff in the region suffered 1,396 physical and verbal assaults, 226 of which were in Norfolk and Waveney, the highest it has been in 5 years. Among the cases was Paul Simper, who was jailed earlier this year after spitting and assaulting staff trying to help him after a suspected cardiac arrest in King's Lynn. Frontline staff are affected by this horrendous abuse, and this unacceptable behaviour has a major long-term impact on the health and well-being of ambulance people who are simply trying to do their jobs and help save lives, says Association of Ambulance Chief Executives Chairman Jason Killens.
A father and son duo have revealed what they plan to do with a former city centre pub they purchased last year at auction. Neil and Christian Burgess bought the site, which was previously known as La Rouen Pub, and more recently Number 12, which closed in 2018. The pair from Southwold plan to restore the building in Farmers Avenue into a traditional public house with a restaurant on the first and second floors. They purchased the site for £265,000 at auction in 2024 and so far have spent £50,000 on renovations. Christian said, "The colour we've chosen, medieval ochre and black, seems to be creating some debate. I was determined to move away from the greys and olive greens and decided to go for a traditional combination for around the period the property was built. I feel this will create a landmark historical building in the city." While a name for the pub hasn't been chosen yet, the pair have said they're open to suggestions.